Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Body Groovers Club. Today's guest is not only a friend, a colleague, and a fellow New Jerseyan, but I'm so excited to bring to you this episode on body image, pregnancy, and postpartum. And so I am going to let you introduce yourself. So, Tori, tell everybody who you are.
I am so excited to be here. What an honor. Thank you so much, you guys, for inviting me on the podcast. My name is Tori Stroker. I am an anti-diet registered dietitian. I am a weight inclusive provider. I own my own virtual private practice called Tori Stroker Nutrition out of New Jersey. And I always like to mention I am a mom of a wonderful, silly, loving, wild 2-year-old and a eating disorder recovery survivor and warrior.
Oh, I love that. And your son has been a part of my supervision groups before.
I know we were joking, like, how cool is it at age 2? He's already getting insight from body image with Brie, like, he's gonna rock the world.
Tori, we're so happy to have you. And of course, that is a big part of your life, is being able to share that part of motherhood and your journey with that. We're so excited to hear from you about how that body image component came in. Why is this topic specifically so important to you? When did it sprout for this to be something that you really wanted to talk about?
I think that when I was pregnant for the first time, I was very, very nervous about what was going to happen for me with my body image. And I think that that's not talked about much. For people who are in recovery, there is such a fear around, holy shit, like my body is going to change. And I don't know how it's going to look and what's going to change. It's this huge leap of faith. It's sort of this out of control feeling for anyone who likes being in control. That was really scary for me, even considering pregnancy. With the help of my therapist, I got to the point where I was ready and I felt good and I had done a lot of recovery work. And then during pregnancy, my body image was bumpy. And again, like, I didn't hear anyone really talking about that, about like seeing your body change so fast. I never witnessed that before in my own lived experience and felt like there was no resources, felt so alone in that. And it's so interesting because with pregnancy, there is sort of like more of an acceptance of your body growing, not too much, but growing, right? Like in a perfect way, but still growing nonetheless. And then you go into postpartum after delivering the baby, and it's like, okay, you better bounce back immediately to where you were pre-pregnancy. So there's so much pressure all of a sudden to go backwards. I think there was like a lot of pressure and expectations around body image. And it wasn't really until Brie and I started working together that I was able to articulate more of this and realize how much grief there was during this process of my body changing and how much of it still was unprocessed, that I felt like this was something that I felt really called to talk more about.
So it sounds like the conversation just wasn't happening. We hear a lot of things about pregnancy, but a lot of it is not very kind or loving. And there's also a big difference and divide between, wow, I can have my body do whatever I want, and oh my goodness, this is changing so fast.
Yeah, and the part about being in recovery, which I've talked to Brie a little bit about, that no one had said to me was like, when you have had an eating disorder around restriction, to then have restrictions placed on you that are external, like you can no longer eat X, Y, and Z. You can't exercise in this way. You can't consume these things. And there was this like, that was so triggering for me. I had never heard anyone say that before. There was so many elements of pregnancy and postpartum that I felt like there weren't conversations around. And now I feel like it's so much a part of my mission to talk about these topics with vulnerability and with honesty because so many people actually are experiencing these things and we're just sort of alone in silos, like feeling like what's wrong with me?
We love making our mess our message. How would you say that you were able to maneuver through that anxiety and that fear around your body changing, having been through eating disorder recovery?
I don't think, Brie, it was like a really seamless, profound. Beautiful, profound thing. You know, I think it was like I was becoming more and more comfortable with my recovery and what that meant around like having more freedom with food and flexibility with food. And I think I wanted a child. Like, okay, I feel as ready as I possibly could. Was I fully ready? I don't know. I mean, are we ever?
It's probably easier because it's like there's a destination in mind. It's like I have to do this really difficult thing, but there's an end goal, and that is having the baby. What was some of the worst things that people said to you in or around body image and postpartum that was not helpful, that maybe was intending to be helpful? A lot of times people, it's what I call silver lining sympathy, where it's like, well, at least you're gonna have a baby at the end, as if that takes away the discomfort or the distress that you're experiencing. So is there anything that comes to mind for you of like, what was super unhelpful?
So many things. I've made lists on Instagram of like the things to not say to someone who is pregnant and the things to not say to someone who is postpartum and what I would suggest instead. You know, even people commenting on my breast size changing was triggering for me. People commenting on like how far along they think you are. And if you're not that far along, someone saying to me, well, you look the same, except your face has gotten rounder. That felt not great. I would have so much anxiety going to events with people who hadn't seen me because the people who were close to me, I had put a very clear line around like, don't comment on my body during pregnancy. But going to events that weren't going to be people there who I wasn't as close with, I would have so much anxiety of like, what are they going to say about my body? Postpartum, it was so much pressure around not looking pregnant anymore. And in the beginning, you still look pregnant.
But some people, their bodies don't quote unquote go back to the pre-baby body. And now you have to deal with the grief of a changed body, or that things now just work differently than before you had a baby.
If I were to voice my discomfort with my body image during pregnancy, it was that, but you're having a baby, right? Like your body is doing such an amazing thing for you. And then afterwards, it was like, I still feel so uncomfortable in my body and my body image is, but look what your body gave you. So coming back to this message, I felt like I received over and over again that I wasn't allowed to feel uncomfortable in my body. Like no one could sit in that with me. And that was so invalidating and so painful and so much grief in that.
It's funny how when we are pregnant, it all of a sudden gives people permission to do things that they wouldn't normally do, say things they wouldn't normally do. When you're pregnant, all of a sudden people are touching you. People reach out, touch your belly. They comment on how big it is or how small it is or all of the different things based upon their own experiences. We wouldn't have that in any other situation.
You would never do that, but there's like a permission slip that people believe they're given when you are pregnant, that like now I can freely say whatever I want about your body changing.
I have a theory, and my theory is it is a bid for connection. People want to connect with you about this thing, but they don't know how. And in the same way, right, like I've experienced this with grief, right, is people want to be able to sit in the suck of grief with me, but then they're like, but I don't know what to say. So I'm just going to say what I've heard other people say or have done. Now, there are going to be people who just are unboundaried and just do and say and are inappropriate. But I would say more people than not are probably a little bit more teachable and are just looking to connect with you in a way. And so I think one of the things we can do at the end is maybe talk a little bit of how to set some really empowered boundaries that feel good in a way that aligned and will teach the people that want to connect with you how to connect with you.
One other thing that I'm just thinking about is there's also the social media component of this. So you oftentimes will find people at their same place in pregnancy to follow and then compare their body against this person. So is my bump look like theirs? Is it smaller? Is it bigger?
One of the things that we'll say in my community is that comparison is an indication of an unmet need. I think a lot of times when we are comparing our bodies to someone else, we just want to know, like, I am doing this right, or I'm doing this okay, or what can I expect? But then this trap really falls into of my body doesn't look like theirs.
Absolutely. Your body will never look like these other women's bodies. And it almost always is a way in which you can then self-criticize, you know, and hate on your own body. One of the things that I found I was doing, taking pictures of my body week by week, sending them to my family, because this is what I thought you do. It was like exciting and a marker of time. And I remember talking to my therapist about it, and she was like, how are you wanting them to respond? What are you looking for? And I was like, okay, like maybe this exercise that I'm doing is not actually as healthy and beneficial as I think it is, because I think I was looking for very specific validation. And then it became about my body again. And I think I was really trying to go through this pregnancy with it not just being about my body changing, but I was like taking the photos was refocusing me to that. And I think that I just mentioned that because I do think that is something that's very normal that a lot of women do. And I think it's worth a pause to ask yourself, is this helping me or is this hurting me in the long run?
Did you find it difficult to handle your relationship with your changing body now that you were responsible for another human being?
I mean, you're a mom, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, as soon as you're thrown into motherhood, where is there space for you and your discomfort around your body? Like, I remember coming home from the hospital and looking at myself in the mirror and being like, what just happened? And feeling so disconnected from this body that I saw in front of me that had gone through hell. And then having that voice come back that was like, but your body did all of that for you. There's no space to just be like, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so activated. I'm so distressed right now. And I feel so, so grateful that I have 2 years later dug into that a little bit more with Brie, because that was there. It was just sort of, you know, put up in the attic with the other shit, but it was still there and it was an unhealed wound. And I think for me moving forward for future pregnancies, it was so important to let postpartum Tori have some space.
I remember feeling the same thing after I had my babies. While I was growing them, it was like, okay, this is supposed to be happening. But after I had the baby and looking down and being like, wait, now what do I do with this part of my body? Now that this baby and this beautiful thing isn't in there, it kind of switched really fast to like, oh, now this is something I have to get rid of.
And I would say, to be honest, I don't think I was able to look at my body in any way with like those like, wow, your body is beautiful eyes.
Well, and can that be okay? And this is one of the things that we talk about a lot in my world, is that I think part of the problem for folks is not the actual feeling of, I don't feel grateful for this. It's the fact that you're judging the fact that you don't feel grateful for this. You do. At the end of the day, that is there. But the information that's being communicated to you through the distress of, this is causing anxiety in me, this is feeling uncomfortable. It is like your two-year-old having a tantrum, trying to let you know he needs something. He doesn't know how to communicate it. Your body is doing the same thing. And when there isn't space created to sit in the suck with you of this discomfort without silver lining sympathy, when there isn't a roadmap of, here's how we maneuver through these really difficult emotions, it leaves us in shame, and then we keep it to ourselves, and then we can't actually be grateful for having had a baby. We can't focus on the joy because we're stuck in the grief.
So it's so interesting as I think, what was I thinking about postpartum to help me in that discomfort? And one of the things that kept coming up was, buy new jeans. Right? Like just buy the new pair of pants that will fit. And I talk about this on Instagram, on Substack. I think it's like skipping over so many steps, right? Like it's trying to put a band-aid on a big wound. And like also for any mom listening who has gone to get the new jeans postpartum, there is nothing about that experience that is easy. It's not just like go get the jeans and then you'll be fine. Or you won't feel these things anymore.
It's not like going to get like an oil change. There is so much emotion packed in it, and there isn't permission for you to have emotion. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, this is me, you have permission for it to be hard. You have permission for this to feel uncomfortable. I still think we should get the new jeans.
Me too.
Right? You deserve to be comfortable in the body that you have, and wearing jeans that don't fit your current body is a torture you would not wish on anybody. But we can also create space around the emotional discomfort of it.
Yes, you are allowed to have emotion going to get the jeans while you're trying to figure out what size you are because you have no idea what size you are. And putting on jeans in a fitting room postpartum is incredibly hard. And there might be a lot of shit that comes up. Like, and then afterwards, when you go home and you look in the closet of the stuff that doesn't fit anymore, there's so many layers to this process of postpartum body image, and it's all so normal and it's so real, and it actually is as hard as you think it is.
Oh, I love that. It is as hard as you think it is. And that judgment of it being hard is not serving you. It is not serving you. It's getting you more stuck. It's the same with grief. It's the same with this discomfort. Once you lean into it, you experience it. It's gonna suck, but you move through it. It doesn't mean it's gonna go away. The intensity of the emotion is felt, and then we get to experience, okay, it's not as activated. How do I create space now that I'm not in the thick of it?
I think also there's another element of, okay, now that I'm a mom, I want to model for my children being really grateful for my body. And then there's this another voice that comes into the room, this other part of like, okay, now I'm going to be this perfect body image advocate now that I'm mom. So we're just like adding pressure from so many different dimensions, none of which are allowing you to feel what you're feeling and trying to force yourself into gratitude, into that sexy body image you talk about. That is not how you move through healing your body image. And I think that's sort of like one of the biggest things I wish I had known is like just trying to force yourself into gratitude is not going to make your body image better.
It's embracing that it's okay to not be okay. Like you've had this massive change. And on top of it, while all this is happening, you're caring for another human being. You're not getting enough sleep. Your hormones are going crazy. And I found for myself this different relationship with like, I'm now sharing my body with someone in a whole different way for the first time. Not only have they been inside of me and I'm sharing my body in that way, but afterwards in postpartum, like I am now breastfeeding and trying to care for this child and even sharing my body as far as someone's on me all the time and I'm holding them all the time. It can be really difficult to create that space for yourself to just say, like, it's okay wherever you're at right now. If you're feeling feelings 1 minute of overjoy that this has happened, great. And if you're feeling feelings of devastation of the change, that's okay too. And you can still be a great mom and have that be happening as well.
I think giving yourself permission that you don't have to be at a specific place with acceptance, and that we talk about what acceptance mean. That doesn't mean like loving your body, but I just think that that's so important, again, to relieve that pressure on yourself that you should be at a certain place at a given time.
It's not even just like acceptance of your body, but acceptance of where you're at. Of like, we had some podcast submission questions. So, first question is, I've experienced pregnancy loss and it's left me feeling disconnected from my body and struggling with grief. How can I begin to rebuild a sense of trust and acceptance towards my body after such a loss?
First of all, I am so sorry, and I'm sitting with you in the discomfort and the grief and the pain of pregnancy loss. I've been there, and it is nothing I would ever wish on anyone. It is awful. It is so hard. I'm so sorry. In terms of regaining trust with your body, I think that time is one of the biggest ways in which you can do that. There isn't necessarily a guide, but I think time and, beginning to listen to your body and respond in the way that it needs, things that we talk about with intuitive eating, is some of the best first steps. And that might be so small. Like, what does my body need today? It needs rest. It needs a walk. And responding to that. I think that's like such, those are even that might be hard, but like working towards that question of what is one thing I can do for my body today that would feel really good.
I feel like talking about the grief of pregnancy loss, I feel like it is an invisible grief. I just want to speak really quickly to the building trust piece. One of the things that we say in our community, in the Body Groovers community, is one, time is not magical. Time heals nothing. Time heals old wounds. No. It is what we do in that time. We do need to allow ourselves the time to sit in the suck, to sit in the grief, and not with judgment, not with expectation, with just, this is raw, this is unfiltered. The way we rebuild trust, I want you to think about how you build trust in relationships with people. How do you build trust with people in your life? For me, it is reliability, it is consistency, it is communication. That is so hard when you are trying to do this with some that doesn't speak back to you. And so I think that what we need to do in order to rebuild trust is very similar in the way of when we're healing our body grief, is how are we communicating to our body? If you are angry at your body, if you're speaking badly or critically to your body, it is going to be hard for you to rebuild that trust. Sometimes just the permission of saying the quiet part out loud can help with that.
Another one of our listeners asked, how do you deal with a changing body when you're trying to get pregnant, especially if you have an eating disorder history or
I
PCOS?
would say number one thing that I would recommend is finding some support because there's like a seems like there's a lot going on. Like there's probably unhealed things from your body changing. And then there's additional fear of how is my body going to change? And then there may be additional fear of pregnancy with PCOS. Like there's so many pieces to the situation that they're referring to. I think getting support with people and providers potentially who can really like sit in that discomfort with you and be support would be my number one piece of guidance. I think providers who are health at every size and weight inclusive and have some body image training and eating disorder training as well would be something that I would recommend.
I think that this is why body image is always a moving target, is that your body is never just going to stay the same forever. And it's, again, it's not innocuous or unemotive like an oil change. There's so much meaning and story behind it. I want to wrap up this episode with setting boundaries in a way that feels good to you, in a way that feels empowering. What are some boundaries that people can set around body image during pregnancy, postpartum, to advocate for themselves to get their needs met? What are some things that come to mind for you?
I mean, I think it's really important and it's so individual to consider what do you need during this pregnancy? Again, kind of like what will be helpful for me and what will not be helpful for me? So boundaries might look like I don't want people commenting on my body changing. I mean, that's a strong boundary that I put in place and you can put in place if that feels really important to you. Another boundary might be I'm not going to step on the scale during pregnancy. You're going to the doctor very frequently, and part of being pregnant is they're going to want your to see your weight. So another boundary might be like I'm going to take blind weights. So that if that would be something that would help you feel more grounded and safe during your pregnancy, I would definitely recommend that. And also, like, what kinds of questions do you want people to be asking you? So, if I don't want people commenting on my weight, how do I want people to connect with me about my pregnancy? And that might sound like, how are you feeling this week? How are you feeling today? Because every day is so different during pregnancy. What are you the most excited about? Something silly like, what fruit or vegetable is the baby this week? Because I'm sure Mama can answer that question quickly. What are you needing from me right now during your pregnancy? is one that I feel like I would love someone to ask me, how can I support you best during this pregnancy? What feels good to you?
This is an individualized experience. Like, this is my pregnancy. This is not theirs, but really it comes back to your own experience and having that voice and that conversation with yourself about, like, what am I needing this week? What do I need today? I think is a really helpful thing.
You mentioned, not seeing your weight. I have had clients who successfully have had pregnancies who have not weighed themselves. You need to talk to your doctor about that if that is something that can be done. I know there's controversy around that. I'm not your medical provider. I can't tell you what to do. But if you have a team of people who know your eating disorder history, that might be something worth exploring. The other thing that I wanted to mention is if asking for what you need is hard, how do we get an advocate in your world to be able to do that for you? One of the things I talk about with my clients all the time is setting boundaries does not have to be this, Tori, I'm setting this boundary with you, right? In a perfect world, that would be great. And it would be like, thank you for setting this boundary. I'm going to honor that. There are times where it's like, I'm going to go around safe people and be like, listen, if anybody says something about my body or says something about my food, I need you to change the subject, or I need you to come in here and, say, hey, we're not doing that, and set that boundary for me. So if you could, even if you can find an advocate for you, that can help you meet your needs during your pregnancy experience.
Corey, it's been so wonderful to have you here today. I know that our listeners are just going to love this information because I think it's a conversation that isn't happening nearly enough when it surrounds that pregnancy and postpartum period. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a wonderful conversation. I love getting to chat with both of you, and I think it's a conversation I wish I had heard before my first pregnancy. So I hope this is valuable to your listeners.
And you have just been such a resource for this. Where can people find you? What are the resources you have on this topic? And how can people work with you?
Actually, a few months ago, did a postpartum body image masterclass, which is available for purchase, which we can link in the description. I also have numerous other resources on Instagram. My handle is at Tori Stroker Nutrition, and a lot of resources over on Substack, which my handle over there is the Hoka Mocha, and we can link that in. And also on my blog, I have lots of pregnancy blog posts about like gestational diabetes is not your fault. Lots of topics that come up around nutrition, eating a certain way, and all the things. So more nutrition topics around that on my blog, which is ToriStrokerNutrition.com.
I love your blog. It is so insightful. I love the personality and the realness behind it. So, even not being a mom, I really enjoy your Substack. So,
Thank
we
you.
will make sure to include all of that in the show notes. Tori, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And thank you for being a badass body image dietitian mama. And I'm so excited for this resource to go out into the world. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Body Grievers Club. Like all of your other podcasting friends, we would ask that you like, share, subscribe, and give this episode to someone who you think needs to hear it.
We know that grief is tough, but we hope that this podcast helps you feel less alone. To learn more about body grief, check out our Instagram page at the Body Grievers Club.
And to learn how you can work with us today, be sure to check out the link in our show notes for the most up-to-date information.
And remember, friends, no matter how big your body grief is, you're never alone when you're part of the Body Grievers Club.